Hey, the daf is brachos daf vav. We are on daf hey amud beis, and we are with the words Ravuna. It's the last short line on the amud. The Gemara yesterday was talking about yisurin, various sufferings. The Gemara says that the yisurin is usually a symptom of a particular avera. The Gemara says that a person has yisurin, so the fashvesh b'masav, what he should do is he should examine himself and see exactly what he is done wrong. And to which the Gemara says, if he doesn't have any particular avera, so then maybe it's on account of bitul Torah. In other words, he hasn't been maximizing his time. And the Gemara then says, if it's not a count of Bitzel Torah, so then it could be on the simple fact that it's Yisurin Shal Ahava. The Gemara now is going to continue along that theme. The Gemara now starts off with the words Ravuna. Ravuna tekifule arba mea dani de chamra. So Ravuna had 400 barrels of wine, and they went sour. The Gemara's words tekifule, Rashi explains, means that they were machmit. They became sour. Alagabi Rav Yehuda, chud Rav Salah Chasida. So along comes Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah Chasida, Rabban v'amrilei, Rav Adabav Rabban v'amrilei, lion mar b'milei. So this is Yisur. It's a form of suffering, and the response is, let's take a look, let's examine what you've done. Now, if you take a look at Tosus points out, they already have an inkling, they already have an idea that he was involved in some sort of questionable activity. And so the truth of the matter is that they knew already right before they came into the room that there was a good likelihood, more than a good likelihood, that he was doing something incorrectly. So this was only by means of just exploring and engaging in conversation, but they already knew. Amar lehu umi chashidna be'einaychu. So his response is, really, you suspect I'm doing something wrong? So amar lehi mi chashid kash bracha davidina belodina. So they say back to him, look, either we're going to suspect you or we're going to suspect the kash baruchu, meaning the kash baruchu is not going to do this to you for no reason. So it's much more probable that you did something wrong rather than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, if you take a look at Tosus says that this is we're not always going to understand the explanation. Right? Tosus writes, Harbei tzadikim yesh shalokim begufon of a mamonam. You're going to find many tzadikim who are suffering, both personal suffering and monetary suffering. Elohim hayu yodim shalo hayanosim shivishalai risa. But they knew exactly what he did, which the Gemara is about to explain. And so that's why they were very comfortable saying that this is on you, and and we know exactly what it is. Amar lehu, ikaman dishmi alai milso lema. So he says, okay, anyone heard anything against me? So now's the time to say so. Amar lehi hachishmi alan. This is what we heard. Delohiyamar shavishal arisa. So we heard that you weren't giving the twigs to your sharecroppers. Sharecroppers work the field on the usual basis of percentage. Meaning that the sharecropper would get a percentage of the fields that he worked on. He would get a third of the yield or a quarter of the yield, whatever the deal actually was. But in other words, he would get a percentage. To which the Gemara says that, well, here's what we heard. We heard that with your sharecroppers, you pay them and you give them, let's say they worked olives. You gave them the fruit, but you didn't give them the twigs. Now the understanding is that a sharecropper is entitled to a third of everything, meaning both of the fruit and of the wood as well. The wood has value. And so what he's doing is he's withholding some of what they are entitled to. So Amar lehu mika shavuk midiminei haka ganav lekulei. So he says, look, I'm not stealing anything from them that they themselves didn't steal. In other words, he's accusing them of having stolen. Apparently they took more than what they should have taken. So in other words, so he says, look, my actions are justified because I may not have given them everything they deserve, but at the same time, they took something they shouldn't have taken. So, Amar lehi hayna dami inshi basar ganeva ganov v'tayim ta'im. When you steal something from a thief, you taste the ganeva. So, in other words, maybe you're right about what they did, but that doesn't justify what you did. In other words, you have to give them a third of everything, and you need to give them a total of a third. If you steal from them on the basis that they stole, so you're stealing from a thief, and so you taste the taste of Geneva. Amalu kabin alai diavin ali. So he acknowledges, he accepts, and he's mekabel. And igadarmi hadrachala v'hava chamra. So now some say that the story ended that once he was mekabel, once he accepted upon himself, and that he paid his arisim the full value. So according to one version, the vinegar turned back to wine. So that's a significant nace, obviously. In other words, it's not natural for vinegar to turn back to wine, but that's one version. According to the other version, it just simply be the price of vinegar went up so that it now actually came to the same price as wine, so that when he sold his vinegar, he actually didn't suffer any loss because the vinegar and wine now ended up selling at the same price. So according to the second version, the nace that occurred to him was not as significant. It was done through the natural economic rules of supply and demand. However, the prices of the vinegar went up. Tanya, the Gemara quotes the price of Minyan Omer al Shnei Devarim Hayisim Mitzar Kol Yamai. I was worried about two things my entire life. Says the seems to be a Tana. So number one is that my tefillah should be right next to my bed. I'll explain what that means in just a moment. And that my bed should be along a north-south direction. We'll explain each of these. Now, on the idea that my tefillah should be in front of my bed, my lefnei mitasi, the Gemara wants to know what exactly does that mean. Elay, my lefnei mitasi mamish. Do you mean to tell me that it's talking about mamish? He davened in front of his bed. The Gemara now quotes a halacha that when you daven, you have to daven, and you have to be right up against the wall. Chizkiyahu davened right up against the wall. Chizkiyahu was told that he wasn't going to live. Chizkiyahu did not want to have children because al pi nevuah, he knew that his children were going to be bad. Right? He ended up having Menashe. No, Menashe was his father. Anyway, so he ended up having a son who ended up becoming king and ended up becoming a rasha. So to which the Navi tells him that he's going to die, and so he was mespal to Kosh Baruch Hu. And the Navi tells us that he was mespal keneged akir. He was standing opposite a wall when he davened. Now, what's this idea behind standing behind a wall? So lechora, the simple pshat is that by standing up against a wall and then having nothing between. Nothing in front of you when you're davening other than just a wall, so it'll help in advance your kavana. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah advances such an idea that the idea behind standing against the wall is that it enhances your kavana. So the Gemara says, so can't be that he davened and he davened up against his bed because the bed obviously would not be standing against the wall. So what we're going to do is we're going to redefine what the preposition is. The preposition is not actually in front of the bed, but before the bed, meaning time-wise. Meaning before bed. Now what exactly does that mean? So you take a look at Rashi. So Rashi is interesting. Rashi over here, Rashi says, Kol yamein is harti shalo lasos malacha, v'shalo lasok b'torah. When I wake up in the morning, I do nothing before I daven. Now, it's interesting because Rashi says, when I do nothing, what does nothing mean? So Rashi says, I don't work and I don't learn. Meaning I do absolutely nothing before I daven. Now, people do learn before they daven. In fact, I'd say a lot of daf yomis have the daf before davening, and you do find that people do learn before davening. So Rashi over here is very interesting because Rashi says literally did nothing before davening, not even learn. If you take a look at Tosos is bothered by this Rashi. Tosos writes, Shalah Yuosa Malacha Achis Pav Rashi Pershafil Omo Chasul Omo Kum Tvilo. So Tosos notes this Rashi and Tosos says, Velo Yadati Manale. I don't know where Rashi got this from. Where's this idea that you cannot learn before you daven? And in fact, Tosos is going to argue. And Deraya Deshar Lomo Kodem De La Kama Beperek Sheni Amrina Derav Matim Umashi Adim Avarch Umasne Pirkei Vekari Kirishma Kimatas Man Kirishma. Later on in the Masechta and Daf Yedalin, so the Gemara is going to quote one of the Minhagim of Rav is that Rav would wake up early, he would wash his hands, he would make a bracha, presumably Birchas HaTorah. Umasne Pirkei. Masne Pirkei means he would learn Mishnayos. He would learn a parak of Mishnayos. And then he would be called Kriyashma when it get time for Kriyashma. So in other words, the Gemara later on clearly gives the idea that a person's allowed to learn before Yadavin. So Tosus disagrees with Rashi. Tosus says that it is in fact okay to learn before Yadavin. Back to the Gemara, Ve'almitasi sh'teinu sun b'tzafel adarum, d'am ravi chama ravi chanin, am ravi yitzchak kol anosim b'tzafel adarum, havi lein b'nizachrim, zecharim. So the Gemara says the idea of placing a bed between the north and the south is that it has something to do with tznius. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says Safan Ladaron. Rashi writes Rosh Hamargala says Zelat Safan Mazeladaron, meaning that your head and feet should be faced in a north-south position. Rashi over here offers the following suggestion: Shashchina b'Mizrach or b'Marav, that the Shechina can be found either in the east or in the west. We'll talk more about that later this morning. So b'derech tashmish, so it is more appropriate to be facing in other directions. So not east or west, but rather north or south. So that is Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. So in other words, the Gemara here, when talking about the direction of the bed, it has to do with tashmish amita. Shenamros v'nechet malei benam yisbu vanim. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Tehillim, and the pasuk indicates that you'll have seva banim, you'll have satiation from having sons if you behave in this modest fashion. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Af Ein Ishta Mapelas Nefalim Ksiv Hachu Tzvunecha Tamalei Benam Uksiv Hasam V'Yemalu Yamel Ales V'Yinei Tomim B'Benam. The Gemara quotes the Gzer Shava between the Pasuk that we just quoted in Tehillim and the Pasuk regarding Tamar, who was pregnant with twins, and just like she didn't have an aphel, so too, the Gemara assumes that if a husband and wife conduct themselves in this manner, we're having the bed north-south, so they're not going to have a navel as well. Tanya ben Yamin Amar Shain Shnechusus Paul the Kadam Achad Mehem Les Paul Velohim Tem Es Chaver Viyatsa Torfin Lo Tfilaso Bifanav. Two people who go into shul. One of them davens up really quickly and doesn't wait for his friend and leaves him. So Torfin Lo Tfilaso. What Akash Baruch Hu does to the first guy is he takes his tefillin and tears it up. So the Gemara says Shneamar Torev Nafsho Ba'po. Halama ancha te azev aretz. Gemara quotes the pasuk in Iyov, which speaks to this idea of a person's soul will be torn up because he forsake. And the Gemara's understanding over here, b'derech drush, is that he left his friend and left him alone in shul. And furthermore, is that he's going for the histalkus hashchina? Shenemar vayetek tzur mimkomo ve'insur al Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has removed himself from that place. The word tzur is in reference to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar tzur yelad cha teshi v'imhim to lamascharo. Now let's go the opposite direction. Meaning, instead of leaving him, what if you wait for the other person? So Amar Yosef b'Rabbi Chanina zochel abrachos halalu. So you're entitled to a bracha, not just a bracha, but specifically the bracha mentioned in the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Lu he chafdal mitvasai v'yikan narish lamecha v'titkaschi kegalayam v'yichachol zarecha v'tzevsei meyecha. So the pasuk over here speaks about a bracha of having sons and having a number of sons, if a person waits for his chaver. What's the idea behind waiting for your chaver? So if you take a look at the top Tosfos here on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, so Tosfos writes as follows. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Dezer Yalehem Bevatei Kenesios Shalehem Shayu Besad Olakach Balayla Yesh Lahamten. So Rabbeinu Tam says this is really all a function of safety, meaning they davened in their shuls, and their shuls were out in the fields, and they're coming home late at night. And what happens is that if you leave early and your friend now has to walk home without any type of accompaniment, so that'll put him in a very dangerous situation. So Rabbi Nathan says this is all a function of safety. So you wait for your friend so that he, when he has a chance of walking home, will walk home with somebody else. That is Rabbeinu Tam. Bari hayam achet filaso marach achi yetsu kulam the imbesoch kach hayusham adar shom adam ba bebeis hakneset hayam ayin besefer achi gamet filaso v'na lachmer af lanu. Now the way the Tosfos presents it, it sounds like the Ri, as a practice, would wait for everybody. Meaning, even if it meant that he had to sit around and show a little bit, and even if it meant that he finished up davening, but he would pick up a sefer and he would learn until everyone's finished, until the last person was to leave, so he would accompany the last person out. Now, it seems the way the Tosfos presents it is that the Ri's talking about even when there wasn't a safety concern, even when there wasn't a safety issue, it's just derech eretz, that you shouldn't leave somebody alone in the shul, and that you should wait for someone in the shul, even if it doesn't pose an acute safety concern. That's what it seems from the Ri. It could be that what's behind the Ri is the idea that when two people are davening together, there is more shechina. This idea is going to be supported by the Gemara that we're going to see a little bit later on this in the daf, and that going from two to one actually diminishes the amount of shechina. So the idea behind the reader, maybe perhaps the way the reader re-understands the Gemara, is that you don't want to leave somebody alone in shul, because leaving somebody alone in shul only has a certain amount of shechina, as opposed to having two people in shul has more shechina. So by leaving the shul, you'll have siluk shechina. And so that's why you do not want to leave somebody alone in shul. Perhaps that is the way the Rea understands the Gemara. Tanya, we're continuing in the Gemara. Abba Binyamin Omer Omalai Nina Rishos Ayin Liros Ein Kol Bria Yechola La Amod Mibnei Hamazikin. So the Gemara says it's in a metaphysical world that we are surrounded by. Now, we don't see the metaphysical world, hence the term metaphysical. It is beyond our sight. Had we had the ability, the opportunity to see them, so Rabbi Yamin says that we would not be able to take it. So who are we talking about over here? So the Gemara says we're talking about Mazikin. Okay, some sort of demons, some sort of demonic forces that surround us at all times, and they're there, we just simply cannot see them. Amar Abai, Inu Nefisha Minan. Abai goes on to further describe that they're more than us. Vikaima Alan, Kikusalugya. And Abai says that they're standing around us, and they're standing around us like a furrow stands around a vineyard. In other words, they are totally surrounding us. Amar Avuna Kol Chavechad Minan Alpha Mismalei Virivavas Mimine. The Gemara actually gives out numbers. There are 1,000 of these mazikin to our left, 10,000 to our right. Amar Ravai Duchadavi Bekala Minayuhava. Rava goes on to further describe that when you go to Kala, Kala is the semi-annual learning that they had back in those days. Bisman Bavel, before the Yamim Tovim. So they would get together. It was like a convention, an RCA convention, an Aguda convention, whatever have you, and they would get together and they would be in learning. So when they get together, so you felt a lot of, people felt a lot of pressure, meaning a lot of, it felt crowded and congested. So the Gemara says, do you want an explanation for that congestion? The Gemara says, it has nothing to do necessarily with any of the pressing issues and none of the stress, but it has to do with the fact that there are mazikin that are surrounding everybody. Now that you have many people in a contained area, and now all these people have these surrounding mazikin, so that gives a person, it seems to the Gemara, the simple pshat in the pasuk in the Gemara is that it gives somebody an extra physical sense of congestion and pressure. The Gemara says, "Hani barke d'shalim minayu, minayu ave." The knees, the knocking of the knees, also comes from these mazikin. Hani mani the rabbanan the balam ichufya did who? Hani. The Gemara. I'm sorry. Did who? The Gemara says, and not only that, but the clothing of the Talmidei Chachamim get tattered, get torn. Why is that? That's also from the Mazikin. Hani kara demenakfin minayhu. The Gemara says feet knocking against one another. Haiman, it comes from them as well. So in other words, these Mazikin actually, even though they're metaphysical, there's a certain physical sensation that comes about through these Mazikin. Congestion in a crowded room, and the knocking of the knees, and the wearing down of the clothing, and even a knocking of the feet. So now the Gemara gives advice, which personally I do not recommend, but and you'll see why in just a moment. But then the Gemara gives advice. So you want to see the mazikin? So the Gemara offers the following. Lacey kitma niala veneda apurya. So what you should do is take ashes, put it around your bed, go to bed. And in the morning, you're going to see footprints embedded by these mazikin, and they are going to look like footprints of a chicken. Now, if you actually want to see them, meaning not just see the footprints of the mazikin, but you want to see the mazikin themselves, uch masa. So take the placenta of a black cat, bat uch masa, son of a black cat, b'chorasa bach b'chorasa. The cat has to be a b'chor. The mother has to be a b'chor, right? Normally, we don't refer to b'chor in terms of a female, but mom also has to be the firstborn of her litter. V'likle menura, burn it, this placenta, in a fire. V'lishachke, grind it up. V'limle einei, Mine, fill your eyes with these ashes, vechazilahu, and you'll see it, ulishte beguvta, de parzala, put them into a iron tube, velichteme beguspanka, and then seal it, de parzala, seals also have to be made up of iron, de magan vimine velichtum pume kihech de lo lidzek, and seal it so that you won't get harmed. So the Gemara says this is a way of being able to see them and to somehow contain them. Rabbi Barabai Avin Hachi, the Gemara says, and Amara actually went through the process and made an attempt to see them, to try to contain them. And Chazav Izek, so he saw them, but he was not successful in containing them. In fact, he himself was injured. And from the Gemara, it sounds like he was critically injured. Bar Rabbanim Rachamei Alav, the Chachamim were mispala on his behalf, the Itzei, and he was healed. Tanya b'Binyamin Amein, Tfilat Shal Mishmas Ela B'Beit HaKnesses. Where is the best place to daven? So the Gemara says the best place to daven is in Shul. Shenem L'Shmo El HaRina V'Ela Tfila. B'Makam Rina Sham Tehei Tfila. And the place where there is Rina, so that's where there is Tfila. Rina is where you hear voices. Where you hear sound, Rashi points out that in shul there's singing, there's, I know it depends which shul you go to, but in shul there's singing, there's davening out loud. So sham tei tefila, it's that place that there should be tefila. Amar Rav and Bar Rav Adam Rav Yitzchak Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Matzu Beis HaKnesses says, how do I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu can be found in shul? Shenemar Lakim Nitzav Ba'das Kel Uminayin La'asar Shemispalim Sheshchina Imahem. 10 people davening has a shechina together with them. Shenemar Lakim Nitzav Ba'das Kel Uminayin La'asar Shemispalim Sheshchina Sheshchina Imahem. And how do I know when 3 people are judging shechinas with them as well? Shenemar Bekarav Lakim Yishpot Uminayin La'ashnayim Sheyoshim Ve'oskim Betor Sheshchina Imahem. 2 people learning shechinas with them. Shenemar Az Nidberu Yirei Hashem Ish El Re'eu Vayakshev. Kadosh Baruch Hu is listening. My Lechosh Ve'Shmo. So Amar Avashi Chashavad Lomasot Mitzvah Venenas V'Lo'asam Ma'alavalak Kilo Aso. Gemara says a person intends to do a mitzvah but does not get around to doing it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him credit. Now, how do I know that even one person is also b'ketor shechino? Emotion number of chol makom asher askir eshmish avo elecho uveirach ticha. Now, we have now established that the Shekhinah is with 10, the Shekhinah is with 3, the Shekhinah is with 2, and the Shekhinah is with 1. The Gemara now asks the following question, the obvious question. So the Gemara says, so if Shekhinah is with one person who's learning Torah, so one, then what do we gain from the Gemara telling us that the Shekhinah is with 2 people? And what do we gain with the Shekhinah being with 3 people? What do we get? What extra feature do you have? Trei mikatvan milayu b'sefer zichronos. Chad lo michtavan milay b'sefer hazichronos. So when 2 people are engaged in learning, so their actions are written down in the sefer hazichronos, but when one person is learning, so it's not written down. Now, does that mean when one person is by himself, so his actions are not recorded? So Tosfos says, don't think that. In fact, Tosfos writes, klomar, im acher mava b'sefer levado nechtavim, k'damrim v'chomasecha b'sefer nechtavim. So we know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah tells us, that any action that you do is going to be recorded. So we know that what the Gemara does not mean is that when a person is by himself, it's not recorded. It means that when 2 people are sitting there and learning Torah together, that Torah is going to be recorded. But when one person is by himself and he's learning, so obviously he gets credit for learning, and obviously his actions are going to be recorded, as is all of his actions are going to be recorded, but the Torah itself is not going to be recorded. V'chimi achar da'afilu trei tlasmi by now. 2 people are learning, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is with them, and we, as we pointed out, the extra mila is that their shir is going to be recorded. What do we gain by 3 people? Ma'u detema dina shlama ba'amahu. I might have thought as follows. Din, adjudication, that's just to create peace. Meaning that when 3 people are involved in din, there's no, it's not limud Torah, there's no schar of limud Torah. It's just simply that we have to make shalom in this world. But it's not a function of limud Torah, and it's certainly not going to have any ashra shechina. V'lo as yeshchina kamash malan didina nami avitorah. The Gemara says that was a hava minute, but the maskana is no. That when you're involved in din, it's not just creating shalom, but being involved in din is actual Torah. And because it's actual Torah, so you're going to have Asherah Sashchina. V'chim e'achad afil tasa asar mibaya asar akad mashchina v'asya tasa adi asvei. So the Gemara says that the difference between 10 and 3 is that 10 kad mashchina, meaning when 10 people are there, the Shechina is there. immediately, meaning that there is not going to be any type of prerequisites. Once you have 10, that's it, the Shekhinah is going to be there. Masha'inkan, when you have 3, so they have to actually be engaged in din. They have to be sitting and engaged in din in order for the Shekhinah to arrive. But just 3 people stop getting together, that doesn't bring about the Shekhinah right away. It's only when 3 and they're Yosef, when they're sitting down and engaging in din. Amar Rabbi Abin Barav Adam, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Menashe Kadosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin. The Gemara now speaks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu wearing tefillin. Now, Kaviyachol, obviously, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a guf. Chas v'shalom, that's just simply not. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is ein guf. And so when the Gemara here speaks about Akash Baruch wearing tefillin, so obviously we're speaking on a level of Jewish, and we're speaking to an idea. Can I aptly reflect what the idea is? It's difficult, very difficult to aptly reflect what the idea is behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing tefillin. But the Gemara here describes it. Shenemar nishba Hashem b'yimino v'zroa uzo b'yimino zutor shenemar yimino eshdas lamo v'zroa zo elu tefillin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wearing tefillin. Shenemar Hashem oz lamo yitenu minayin shat tefillin oz heim liyisrael dechsivar o klamei aretz kishem Hashem nikra elecha v'yiru mimecha. People will see your tefillin, and they will be afraid, and they will be scared. V'tanya Rabbi Lazar gadol omer elu tefillin shabarosh. Now the Gemara here speaks about tefillin being oz, tefillin being awe-inspiring, and people be afraid when we're seeing tefillin. We're speaking specifically about the tefillin shabarosh. Tefillin Shabarosh has more Kedushin than Tefillin Shabayad. If you take a look at Tosos, very interesting Tosos over here. Tosos says, Lefi sheyesh bahen rov shem shel shakai. So Tosos says it's a function of it having the Shem Hashem on the Tefillin Shabarosh. Hashem k'suva bekemet shebebatim v'adal b'rutzos. Because if you take a look at the Shin, so inscribed on the bias of the Shabarosh, you have the Shin. On the fold, on the knot behind the head, you have the Dalet. So that gives you the Shin and the Dalet. So that is of the 3 letters of Shem Hashem, Shem Shakai. So that's 2 of the 3 letters. So therefore, the Tefillin Shabarosh has more Kedusha, and therefore is more awe-inspiring. So says Tosfos. The back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak LeRav Chia Bar Avin Hani Tefillin Demare Ama Maksibahu." Interesting. What's written on the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amar Lei. So the Gemara here quotes now various parshiyos. So Mikam Chayisro Goy Echad Baaretz. So the Gemara says that the Jewish people are unique. That's what is written on the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umi mishtabech kushabrichu bishvachayu di Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give praise of the Jewish people, the Gemara says in. Absolutely. Dechsiv es Hashem amarta hayom vahashem ha'emirucha hayom. Amalem Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. You've made me one entity in this world. Vani aseschem chativa achas ba'olam. So just like we unified a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so too a Kadosh Baruch Hu also makes us unique as well. Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam shenem ashma Yisrael shem alkein shem echad. Vani aseschem chativa achas ba'olam shenem umikam cha Yisrael. Echad ba'aretz. So just like we're miyachid Akash Baruch, Akash Baruch also is miyachid us, makes us a singular and unique entity. Amalei Rav Acha, Breda Rav LeRav Ashi, Terech Bechad Beisa B'Shar Beit Amai. So we know the Tefillin have Dal Batim. They have 4 compartments on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. So all we've done so far is we have identified what's written in one of the bottom, the 3 other bottom to go. So Amar Leit, so the Gemara here says, okay, Miki mi goy gadol, mi goy gadol, Ashrecha Yisrael, O an Yisrael Kim, Ulisitcha Elyon. So the Gemara quotes 5 other parshios. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, 1, 2, 3, I'm sorry, 4 other parshios. Sorry, the Gemara previously quoted 2 parshios, now the Gemara quotes 4 more parshios. So that gives us a total of 6 parshios. The Gemara points out, Yahachi nefish lutuve bate. So the Gemara says, that's obviously going to be an issue. Because we know that there is a total of 4 batim, and now 4 parshios would have fit into 4 batim. But now that there's 6 parshios that you're talking about, how are 6 parshios falling into 4 batim? Zelaki miga gadol, migoy gadol, de damialada bechad besa, asher chayso, mikam chayso, bechad besa. Oh, and he saw, So the Gemara there basically comes to how the two of the six parshios really resemble two of the others. So therefore, in compartmentalization, two are placed in one bias, two are placed in another bias, and then one in each of the remaining two batim. Now, what about the Tefillin Shel Yad? So, you know, our Tefillin Shel Yad only has one bias, and what we do is we write our four parshios on one cloth and we roll it up onto the Tefillin Shel Yad. What about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Tefillin Shel Yad? Again, Kaviyachol. And to which the Gemara says, same thing. To Kadosh Baruch Hu's Tefillin Shel Yad, all these parshios are written on one cloth. Amar Rav and Baravad, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kol HaRagel Avol HaBeisa Knesset, V'lo Ba, Yom Echad, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Ba. Person comes to shul on a regular basis, and he misses one day of shul. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks, "Where has he been?" Now, what's the idea behind this? Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu is inquiring in terms of the person, "Where is he?" Kadosh Baruch Hu, what the person who never comes to shul. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes no inquiry regarding him. That sounds a little bit strange. It sounds a little bit difficult to understand. But the Netziv says, because when a person comes to shul regularly, so that's like a neder. Meaning the person now has made a neder upon himself that he comes to shul. As we know, a neder does not necessarily have to be verbalized. In other words, if a person does something good and does it repeatedly for more than three times, so then the person has basically taken upon himself as a neder. So now this person comes to shul regularly, so it's not that he just comes to shul regularly, but he comes to shul midin neder. So now when he doesn't come to shul, so now that is a violation of the neder. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes an inquiry in terms of where he is. Shenamar ki mi bachem yirei Hashem shomei b'kol avdo asher alach chashechim ve'ein noga lo. Im l'dvar mitzvah halach noga lo. Im l'dvar rishuz halach ein noga lo. Now, if his absence is on account of the fact that he went for dvar mitzvah, so then fine. So noga lo, meaning he'll be enlightened. But if he went for rishuz, meaning he just simply skipped shul because whatever. In other words, something else came up. So, ein noga lo. So, he will not be, quote-unquote, enlightened. Yiftach b'shem Hashem my time, and mishum dahav alay, liftach b'shem Hashem v'lo batach. Okay. I'm Rav Yochum Mishash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba be'beit ha'knesset, v'lo matza ba'asara miyad hu ko'es. Now, the person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to shul, and he does not find ten, so miyad hu ko'es, so he becomes angry immediately. Now, it is true, on the Amud Aleph of Daf Vav, we pointed out that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes when there's 10. So it's hard to understand this Gemara in light of what we saw earlier, because this Gemara sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu actually precedes the 10. But nevertheless, the basic idea is that when 10 people are expected to come to Shul, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. And when Kadosh Baruch Hu is there and the 10 people doesn't come, Yad Hu Kowei, so he gets, immediately he becomes angry. Shenemar Madu Abati Vein Ish Karati vein or na. What was the point of me coming to shul when no one's coming and no one's answering and no one is davening in shul? The Gemara continues. Amar Bicham ba Amar Avuna Kol Kovei Makom Tefilaso Lokei Avram Be'ezro. Person has to be Kovei Makom, right? Makom Kavua, big topic. People come to shul and try to establish for themselves a Makom Kavua. Right? At the same time, you also want to make sure that somebody new comes to shul and he sits down in a place and you don't want to be rude and tell him, look, get up, this is somebody else's makam kavua. So there has to be an element of derech eretz always involved in terms of thinking about makam kavua. But the Gemara here introduces us to the idea of makam kavua, and the Gemara says, kol ha-koveh makam l'tfilaso. If you set aside a specific makam for yourself, so the Gemara says that you'll have more siyat d'shmaya, more help by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Avram be'ezro, k'shemei zomrim lo, ei anav, ei chasid, mitamido shel Avram Avinu. Where do we learn this idea? So we learned it from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the one who taught us this idea of being koveya makom. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to explain as follows. What's the whole idea behind kfiyas makom? The idea behind it is that you want your tefillah to come from a specific point. In other words, tefillah should not be something which is scattered, something which is random, but in other words, you want to come from a specific point. If you choose a specific point of designation where you're dominating from that specific point, so your davening will be a consistent davening. So in order to make sure that your davening is consistent, and also with your makom kavua, you'll also have more kavana. So it's best to daven from the same point every single day. So you should have a makom kavua in shul. We learned this from Avraham Avinu. The Gemara goes on to explain. Avraham Avinu menalan dekava makom dechsi vayishkem Avraham baboker elama koma sharama cham. Avraham woke up in the morning, the same place that he davened previously. Vein amida l'tfilah. Now the word amida is a reference to tefillah. Shneim aviyamod Pinchas v'yipalal. The pasuk in Tehillim says that Pinchas went up to daven. Well, this is when Pinchas took his spear and was about to kill Zimri and Cosby. So before he did so, he davened to make sure that what he was doing was going to be correct. But you see, the idea is that the word amida refers to davening. When a person exits shul, so a person should not take large steps. Now that's talking about leaving shul. But when you're going to shul, you should run. In fact, not only should you run, it's a mitzvah to run. Originally, says Rabbi Zera, I saw the rabbis running to shear on Shabbos. Now, Shabbos is not a time where you should be running. Shabbos is a time where you should be relaxing, enjoying Shabbos. Not a time where you should be running, stressing, perspiring. And so I thought, and the Gemara speaks in very strong language, that they were mechalel Shabbos. It was an actual violation of Shabbos. And the fact that they were not honoring the Shabbos, they were running on Shabbos. But Kevin Shamalu the Rabbi Tanuchim, I'm Rabbi Shua Menlevi, La'olam Yavar Tzadim L'dvar Halacha, and but then I heard that no, that you should run to shear even on Shabbos. And Amachrei Hashem Yelechu Kariyeh Yishag should run like a lion on a Nami Rehit. Now, so Rabbi Zera says, not only did my attitude about them change, but I myself also took on the minhag of running. I ran to shear even on Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Zera Agra de Pirka Rehita. That the reward that you get for going to shear is going to be the running to shear. Meaning we just described that there's an inyan of running to shear. So the reward that you get for running to shear is going to be the running. Now, the obvious question is, what about the shear itself? Meaning, aren't you going to get rewarded for the limud Torah that you do at the shear? Why does the Gemara over here say that the reward that you should be expected is just the running? So you may go to shear, you may not understand everything that's going on in shear. In fact, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rashi is on the right column. Ikar kibul schar habios harasim l'shmo, drashim mipi chacham, hischar hamerutza. It is the reward of running. Sharei ruba minam avinam la'amid girsa. Meaning, most people are going to be going to shear, so they don't know what's happening in shear. Okay, so for all those who are listening and not really understanding what's going on, so take note that it's okay. In other words, not everyone who goes to shear is going to understand what's going on. But there's still going to be a schar for just simply going to shear. I guess that's more of a push to go to a daf yomi, not just to listen to the daf yomi online. You didn't do any running, okay? But still, in other words, the Rashi says enema vinim la migirsa. They don't really understand. V'lomer shmua mipi rabban la'achas man shikablus char limud. In other words, then they won't be able to repeat what they said over. If you understand what you heard in shir, you're going to have every opportunity to repeat what you said over. But you didn't understand what you said in shir, you won't have a chance of repeating what it said over. So, in terms of the shir itself, as Rashi explains, you're not necessarily going to get schar for shir because you may not understand it. If you didn't understand it, so that's not called learning. But at least you get the schar of running to shir. Amar by Agra de Kala Ducha. You go to Kala again. We described the Kala earlier this morning. Kala is Shabbos before Yontif. Everyone would get together in order to hear the halachas of Yontif. It was like a convention of learning. So what schar do you get for that? So that schar you get is duchka. That's the stress, the aggravation, the congestion, being in a crowded room. It's not enjoyable, but you get schar for that. Amar Rav Agra d'shmaita svara. When you hear over a good sugya, and you work through the sugya, and you begin to understand the sugya, so that's the reward you get. The reward is the understanding that comes through really toiling through a particular sugya. Amar Rav Papa Agra d'beitamya shtikusa. You go to a beis avel, and what schar do you get for going to a beis avel? So be quiet. meaning there's nothing that you necessarily should say. Some of the things that are said in the Beis Avol shouldn't be said to begin with. And the best thing you could do is just simply go into Beis Avol and be quiet, and you get schar for that. Amar Mezutra Agra Detani Sa Tzidkasa. What about fasting? What's the schar you get for fasting? So it's tzedakah. Money that you're going to be spending on the food that day, take that money and give it to tzedakah, and that's the reward you're going to get for fasting. Amar Sheshet Agra Despeda Deluye. What is the reward of eulogizing? A proper eulogy should invoke crying. People should cry. And the crying would really be helped if a good eulogy were given. So the schar of a good hesped is to invoke crying and to make people really feel the loss. Amar Avashi, Agar de Behilula Mila. Now, when you go to a chasna, so there, mili, in other words, there it's words. The opposite of a beis avol. Beis avol was shtika, beis ilula, chasna. So words, meaning go over to the chasna, go over to the kala, right? The kala na v'chasuda, as per the instructions of beis hillel, not like beis shammai. But in other words, say encouraging things, say things that'll make them happy, talk about how beautiful simcha it is. Okay, words. Amar avuna, we're continuing with the Gemara, kol mispal chor, beis hakinesis, nikra rasha. You daven behind the shul, so you are considered a Rasha. Now Rashi over here, an important Rashi. Rashi writes, what does that mean, davening behind the shul? It's the top of the left-hand column, Rashi writes, called Pispei Beis HaKnesses, Hayu B'Mizrach. The entrance of the shuls were from the east, V'Achitayim B'Tosef, the Megillah, Main, Mikdash, Mishkan, Penei, L'Marav, V'Acharim, L'Mizrach. In other words, every shul is modeled after the Beis HaMikdash. We know the Beis HaMikdash, all the entrances were on the east side, and as you walk more towards the west, you were walking more towards the Shechina. V'amispala achor beis hakinesis v'enu machzir panav beis hakinesis near kofer b'misha tzibra mispalim. Now, if you're standing behind the shul and you're not facing where everyone else is facing, so it would look like chalila. It would look like you're davening to a different source. So the hadra avuna mukalala la abai but the lama hadra apila be kanishna. Now later on we're going to further modify the statement, but right now let's just leave it as it is. Kol mespala chori beis hakinesis nikarasha shenemar saviv rishayim yisalechon amar abai la amar na lama hadra apila be kanishna ava mahadra apila be kanishna lefan ba. Now abai qualifies and abai says that's only when you're not facing in the same direction as everyone else. But once you're facing in the same direction everyone else is, so then it would be fine. There was a person who did exactly what the Gemara said not to do. A person who was davening and he was not facing the same direction everyone else was facing, and he was not facing the shul. So now Eliyahu walks by. Now Eliyahu does not look like Eliyahu Navi, but he dresses up as an Arab merchant. Why are you not bowing down in front of your master, Shalav Safsar of the Katle? And he takes the sword and he cuts him and he kills him. The Gemara quotes now a pasuk, the pasuk from Tehillim. We're quoting this pasuk because we quoted it from this pasuk just a moment ago. Kurum Zulus Livne Adam. So the Gemara says, difficult words, what does the pasuk mean? Amalu elu dvarim shom de merum sha'olam. Uvnei adam is azlam behem. Things that stand at the merum sha'olam, at the apex of the world, important matters, and people tend not to think of them as so important. People are mezazel. Rav Yochum, Rav Lazar, Rav Mitav, Rav Kemish, and Star Chadal, Brios, Panav, Mishtanos, Kekrum. When a person needs other people, in other words, when he's in an impoverished state, so he needs to turn to other people, so his face turns kekrum. I know it's like a Yiddish word. He becomes embarrassed. Shenemar krum zulos levnei adam. My krum kiasar adim amar of echad yesh bekarche yam ukrum shma bekem shecham azareches mesapech lekam of gavanim. Your face changes to many colors. The Gemara says krum. The krum is a type of bird. Lives over the on the islands. Anyway, once the sun shines, so his complexion changes to many different colors. The point being is that when a person is a star of labrius, when he needs other people, when he's in a impoverished state, so because he has to ask other people for money, so his complexion changes, he becomes embarrassed. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Tavai, Kilu Nidom Shnei Dinim. Eish Umayim. It's the Gemara has a different take in that he is going to be judged Be'ish Uvemayim. Shenamri Kafta Enosh L'Roshenu Banu Be'ish Uvemayim. Fire and water. Amr Rabbi Chaba Amr Avun Alolam Yehadam Zar B'Tfilas HaMincha. Person should be careful about Mincha Shara Eliyahu Lo Nana Ela B'Tfilas HaMincha. When Eliyahu was answered, he was answered during the Zman of Mincha. Shenem Rabbi Yibalot HaMincha V'Yigash Eliyahu Anavi V'Yomer Aneni Hashem Aneni. Now what's the double language of Aneni? We're going to get very used to this in just a little bit. Slichus is on the way. We see the Lashon of Aneni Hashem Aneni. Why the double language of Aneni? Number one, he's asking Kadosh Baruch Hu for a fire to come down and to consume his carbon. Even though, despite the fact that this is not a carbon that was offered in the Beis HaMikdash, it was Shchutichus, and it was Halabichus. This was a carbon that was then outside the Beis HaMikdash, where he's asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, Horashah, for this specific time, that the fire should come down and consume the carbon. And furthermore, I would like it so that the people would look at this and understand that this comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning not only for the act to be done, but the interpretation of the act to be correct. That the people who are watching don't just simply say, ah, this was magic, Eliyahu was engaged in parlor tricks. He wants people to understand that this came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yochanan Amar Af Tfilas Arvis, a person should be careful about Marv as well. Shenemar Tikon Tfilasi Ketoros Lefanecha Masas Kapai Minchas Arev. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Af Tfilas Shachris, a person should be careful about Shachris. Shenemar Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Boker Erach Lach Ve'etzapeh. So through all three statements of the Amarim, it's clear that you should be careful about Mincha, Marv, and Shachris. It is interesting, the Gemara starts with Mincha and ends with Shachris. That's not the Seder Hayom. Right, it would make more sense to start with Marv and end with Mincha. But okay, I'm Rabbi Chaba. I'm Rav Huna. Kol Anen and Misuras Chasan ve'enam Samcha over bechamisha kolos. A person benefits from a Suras Chasan. You go to a Chasna, but and you enjoy yourself at the Shmorg and you enjoy yourself at the meal, but you don't do anything in way of dancing with the Chasan, or as the Gemara said earlier, saying something nice to the Chasan and Kala, but rather all you do is just basically feed yourself over Bechamisha Kolos, so it's a violation. It's a violation of five Kolos. Shenemar Kol Sasam, Kol Simcha, Kol Chasan, Kol Kala, Kol Omrim, Hodu Es Hashem, Tzva Kos. I know that fifth one doesn't get a lot of play, didn't make it into the song, but in other words, there are five kolos. Now, if a person is mesamech chasan v'kala, so you are going to be zocha to a new understanding of Torah. Torah that was given by five kolos. So there are five kols that were at Matan Torah. So when a person is Mesameh Chasan, so he's entitled to those kolos. But the Gemara has a sixth, but the Gemara points out that that sixth was before Matan Torah. Rabbi Abba Amar Kilu Hikriv Toda. It will be like you brought a carbon todesh. Nemar Mivin Toda Beis Hashem. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Amar Kilu Bana Achas Mechorves Yerushalayim. Being Mesameh Chasan Mekala is like rebuilding part of the destroyed Yerushalayim. Shenemar ki yashiv shvus ha'aretz kebarishona amar Hashem. V'amar Rabbi Chaba amar Rav Huna kol adam sheyesh bo yira shamayim dvarav nishmayin. If a person has yira shamayim, so his words will be heard. Shenemar sof dvar kol nishmas okim yarei. Mai ki zeh kol adam. Now when the pasuk ends in Koheles, what does it mean when it says ki zeh kol adam? Amar v'lazah amar kash baruch hu kol alam kul alun ibra ela b'shvil zeh. The whole world was created for this person, meaning a person who's a Yiri Shamayim, the world was created for that person. Rabbi Abba Barkana Amar Shakol Zekenega Kol Alam Kulo. Rabbi Abba says a little bit differently. He says that this person is going to be valued Kenega Kol Alam Kulo. His worth is going to be like the entire world. Rabbi Shema Menazar Amar Vamila, Rabbi Shema Menzomar Amar Kol Alam Kulo Lo Nivra Ela Litzavos Lezeh. The whole world was accompanied for him. Sounds like basically three different ways to say the same thing and make the same point. There could be a fine distinction between the three ways that it said, but in other words, the person who's a Yiri Shamayim, a Yiras Hashem, so such a person has a tremendous value. You know that a person is going to give you shalom. Yakdim lo shalom. The best thing to do is to say hello to him first. Now, somebody says shalom aleichem to you when you don't respond, you are a thief. Shenemar batem biartem hakerem gzelas ha'ani bevatechem. Gemara says is that you are, it's considered as if you are a thief. Someone extends shalom, you don't extend shalom back. It's as if you stole from him. Okay, stop over here. Ad kan daf vav. We'll continue with tomorrow with daf zayin.